Jesus. Heavenly Father, how we love you. And we sing these songs to you, and something inside of us just yearns to be more than just with you in the Spirit, but to be with you literally. And we can crown you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We cast our thrones down at your feet and worship you. We got all eternity with you, Lord, and longing so desperately for your kingdom. And then hear the voice and scripture fulfilled for the, we know the day is coming when the kingdoms of this earth will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In that day, Lord. Father, we'd like to commit the service into your hands now. We'll get glory unto yourself. Bless our dear brother Monok and flow through him. Feed your children, Lord. That's what we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. Oh, it's the Rapture Brothers. They're real here. My goodness, it's been a long time. So, Soez, happy Mother's Day to you. You got your kids around you, right? Okay, I can never remember. Enoch, raise your hand. There, Elijah, raise your hand. There, and Joshua. So nice to have you, and nice to have you guys. Are you from around here? Okay, nice to have you. God bless you. We have a brother from South Korea visiting, and he's going to be preaching for us this morning. But I sent this to you from Grace Ministries that I got from Brother Ben this morning, and man, this was good. So I wanted to read it to you all. When God wanted to create fish, he spoke to the sea. And when God wanted to create trees, he spoke to the earth. But when God wanted to create man, he turned to himself. So God said, let us make man in our image and likeness. He said, note, if you take a fish out of the water, it will die. When you remove a tree from the ground, it also dies. Similarly, when man is disconnected from God, he dies. God is our natural environment. Isn't that rich? Amen. Just that is beautiful. We were created to live in his presence. We have to be connected to him, because only with him does life exist. So let's stay connected to God. Remember that water without fish is still water, but fish without water is nothing. Soil without the tree is still soil, but the tree without the soil is nothing. God without man is still God, but man without God is nothing. Isn't that beautiful? That's a lot of godly wisdom there, isn't it? So it reminds us that we're all interconnected and we're not here on our own. We cannot be here on our own. So I was reminded of Romans chapter 12, starting with verse 3, for I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, even according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of the Spirit. True, right? Yeah. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith given to us, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, nor he that teaches on teaching, For he that exhorts on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, but cleave to that which is good. And be kindly affectioned one toward another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. There we go. We're all part of each other. And he created us to be that way exactly. So to the mothers, to the dear sisters, God bless you all. And just we appreciate you all so very much. And as always on Mother's Day, I'd like you all to stand up, and even the young girls, because you're going to be a mama someday, who knows, right? Would you stand with me? Let's like to offer prayer for you all. The Lord is so good, and he has blessed us with such wonderful godly sisters, and you're all examples, really, to us all. Heavenly Father, we just lift these dear sisters, our wives, our mothers, our sisters in the Lord, young ones that will be. Oh, we ask your loving hand of protection on each one of them. Guard them, grow them, enable them. And when the days get long and tedious and tired, strengthen them and help them, Lord. And just mostly show them you're there right next to them and for them in every way. Bless them, Lord, as we lift them up before your throne of grace. Each one we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to get ready for Brother Manok. Let's sing that song, Father, We Are Here. Father, we are here. We feel your spirit bringing us nearer. Your face is sudden. Than all the world surrounding.
Greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. From Korea, South Korea, not North Korea. From the Bible Church of Korea. Yeah, I thank Brother and Pastor, Brother Don and Sister Maria and the saints here for the time for sharing the short mission report about Korea and short sermon. Yeah, your past enforced me. Yeah, please. Yeah, my English is real short, you see. And also my English is in class English. Yeah. Yeah, because I don't speak English in my daily life. Yeah. So you have some hard time this morning, to understand my English. Yeah. This is great privilege to me to have a fellowship brothers, sisters in Minnesota. I always miss you, brothers and sisters. The message came into Korea in miraculous, in the early 1980s. Yeah, it's very early days. three brothers, they had a strong burden, you know, for Korea. Yeah. So they met at one hotel room, and they prayed. You know, yeah. When we dialed the number, you know, according to Yellow Page, you know, and today you don't have Yellow Page, no. And they dialed it according that in the books, you know. And when they dialed, that's the same number that my father knows number. Yeah, he can speak. Yeah. Anyone who can speak English, at that time in Korea, there is no people to can speak English. It's very rare. So my father, you know, he received the phone and he talked to them and they have an appointment at hotel and they met one another. And my father, you know, he received the message in Korea first time and was baptized. And he spent the whole life of the introducing the end time message in Korea. Yeah, he passed away last year. Yeah. The message church in Korea started after then started in 1987. And the church grew up over 100 members. And but the devil, you know, didn't like it. A famous Korean religious magazines, you know, had an article against the message church in Seoul. You know, this church is against Trinity, they said. They believe a man as a prophet, you see. So it's a cult. So many people, most people, members, they left because we have a lot of seminary students and pastors and denominations. But the magazine is very strong influence over them. And most of them, they left. And some brothers and sisters, they remain after them. One of them is me, you see. Yeah. And I started to travel to spread the message around the whole country over years and years. And many ministers were interested, but they couldn't keep going on because of the lack of the revelation. And they wanted to have their meal ticket, you see? Yeah, so they couldn't come out finally. But some of them, yeah, they believe the part of the message still, yeah. And I traveled to a minister's meeting in different cities. They already came out of denominational church. They gathering together, you know, but no creeds, no foundations. So that's what I met in. And then I put the message books at the end of the hall. And when they finish it, and they came out, and they pick up the message books. And they took the message book home. And after they read it, and then some ministers, they came out of the seminaries. And some denominational groups and women preachers, they stopped their pastoring, you see. Yeah, they work. And her son-in-law took the church over after that. Mm. One minister has the whole revelation, you know, of the message, and also and the prophet. Yeah, if they didn't believe the prophet, then they cannot come, keep going on. Yeah, part of it, but they stop. But this minister, he has the real revelation after he read the Seven Church Age book and sealed book. And his name is Brother Huang. Yeah. He's the only one now have a whole revelation and got about the revelation about the prophet also. And we have still fellowship today. Yeah, and then, so that's the still. We have the still predestinated seed, yeah, in Korea. That's why we are still translating and proofreading and recording the message. Yeah. And after then, we sent some letters of introducing the message, letters to the churches in denominations. You know, in Korea, we have over 25,000 churches, in denominational churches. So after we service, and then we're gathering together, and we fold the letters and put it in the envelope, and we send it, mail to them. And after then, I check, do they receive the letters or not, you see. And one day I called to church, you know. The name is Canon Church, and a woman received a phone. And I asked her, could I talk to your pastor, you know, if he received the letter or not. And he said, and then she said, you have a wrong number. This is not church number anymore, you see. So, but because the church closed and the number, she got it, you see. And she said, but I believe in God. And she asked me, have you been saved? Yes, sister. Yeah, I'm saved and born again. And we talk about our message, and she really interested the message. And she came up and she got some message books, and after she read it, and she just received the whole revelation about our message and the prophet also. And she hung the pillar of fire pictures on her, you know, house, you see. Yeah. And she still visit her friends and ex-church members and passing out the books. Yeah. Many different places. Little seed still growing up, and they like to listen to the message and have fellowship. It's the sisters and brothers, they spread out the whole in Korea. So it takes 5 or 6 hours when we get together, you see. Yeah. Is there any brothers and sisters come up here by driving 5 or 6 hours? No, no, so blessed. Yeah, in Korea, when we get together, it takes 5, 6 hours. So when I travel by driving, it takes 5 and 6 more than hours. So we pray about it. And yes, we need to make our homepage, you see. And when they stare, then we're going to have an online, you know, and fellowship. And we don't need to come up. Yeah, so, yeah. That's why we have set up the church homepage. I will show you some. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is our church homepage here. Yeah. This is Bible Church of Korea. You see. And like this one, this is a voice message. Yeah, voice message here. We have now voice message 38. I recently recorded 6 of them. Yeah, I recorded that in Voice of God recording, and some of them. Now we have 38 voice message. And when the Korean people, they click it, and right here, this is uploaded in YouTube. See?
A contact with the people, like of laying on a hands, it could be. I don't think too many would do that. Well, they would say a certain minister, lady, call me and glory to God. That makes the people look at that minister then.
보통 안수하는 것처럼 사람들과 개인적으로 접촉하는 경우 그럴 수도 있지만 그런 경우는 드물 것입니다. 어떤 목사님이 저에게 안수해 주셨습니다. 하나님께 영광을 이라고 아마도 말할 것이니까요. 그러면 사람들은 그 목사를 바라보게 됩니다.
But if you can just stand here, preach the word and let the Holy Spirit heal everyone, then it's absolutely...
Message books right here. Yeah, we have now 153 translated. The seed shall not err with the sack. This is the 6-5. Yeah, April 29. Yeah, it's Korean, all Korean. You see? So the Korean people, they can read this one. Yeah, this message, wherever they stay. You see? Yeah. And the next one is sermon. Yeah, this is a, now we have a 600, 18. It's sermons, and the whole scriptures come out from message. Yeah, so whenever the Korean, you know, people, when they come up, and then they listen to this one, yeah, and they stop by and homepage, and they read it. And now we have subscribers over 199, well, almost 200. They come and then they listen. You know, the we have some comment. You know, oh, I received the you know the message and then sermons and then listen every day. Yeah, and then is there any physical church in Korea? Some mess. They are committed on that homepage. After they read it and they comment, you see. Yeah, in the message, store up the food. So that's why we have to do it, you see. Yeah, we're still translating and we record it in. And the next generation now, you know, my son stay the Enoch. Yeah, he now come in and started to translate it. Yeah, so we have a young generations. Yeah, so blessed. Yeah, they come and started to record. Yeah, to help to spread out the message. Yeah, in the message it said, you know, yeah, yes, thank you, brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the message, the brother, Brother Branham, he saw the vision, yeah, and the preview of the bride, you see. And they look like the same, you see. The hair is long, you see. Yeah. And dressed right, correctly, you see. Yeah. Smooth, clean, marching, you see, like this. They are look like one every nation, you see. Yeah, so the Korean bride, yeah, will be also, yeah, in the vision. Yeah, amen. Yeah, so the prophet already saw. Yeah, and you and me also, the Korean bride, yeah, in the vision. Yeah, so we have here, yeah, the whole bride of Christ, yeah, gathering to go together, yeah, that vision fulfilled before us, amen. Yeah, the last predestinated seed will be okay. Yeah, have to come into the kingdom of God. That's why. That's the reason we stay here today, amen. Yeah, yeah. I believe, you know, if the product is guaranteed itself, you see. Yeah, so we have the most guaranteed product. Yeah, online now. Yeah. Amen. So it sells itself. Still, it's selling now. You see, yeah. Yep. That's the made in the heaven, you know, not made in Korea, not made in China, not made in America, but the heaven. Yeah, the kingdom of God. Amen. Yeah, God will do it, and God's going to find the last predestinated seed. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shall we stand? Yeah. We read some word of God. Yeah. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Amen. To whom God would make known what is the riches of glory of this ministry among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Yes, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which work in me mightily. Amen. Work in me mightily. You be seated, brothers and sisters. The Christ is in you. Hallelujah. The Christ is in you. The hope of glory. That is what the God needs for these days. Amen. Christ, what is he doing if the Christ is in you? You think about it, brothers and sisters. Is there Christ is in you now? Amen. Yeah, we have Christ in you. Yes, in me also. The Christ is in your heart. He changed you. Amen. Amen. And he make you a different person. Yeah. If you are same person, the old, then it's not the Christ working in you. Oh. Amen. Oh. Yeah, if the Christ in you, he changed. Hallelujah. My title today is, this morning, is a new creation. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the new creation. Yes. Yeah, if the Christ is in you, he changed you, and if you become a new, different person, then you are a new creature. Amen. Yes. God accepts nothing. God cannot accept nothing but that. The Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. The only thing God recognized is the Christ in you. Amen. No other churches, no other signs, no other fellowship, no other buildings, no other fellowship, no nothing. Except God only recognized the Christ in you. Amen. You and me. Hallelujah. Right. Yeah. We believe the Christ is in us. Amen. That's the new creation. Hallelujah. Yeah. If the Christ is in you, then you are new creation, then the Christ might live with preeminence. Yeah. Hallelujah. In you. Amen. Colossians 1:18. Or in all things, he have the preeminence. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Christ has the preeminence. If you got the Christ is in you, you are a different person. And you have the preeminence. Who's preeminence? He's the first. Amen. Christ is the first. Family is the second. I'm last. Amen. 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 Yes. Yes. We believe it. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. If any man, Colossians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ. When were you Christ? In Christ? Today? After you believe it? No. Yes, brother. Before the foundation of the world, God had chosen you and me in Christ. Before the creation of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He chosen you and me. Amen. Yes. Why? Because we were in him. Already in him. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's why we are a new creature. Amen. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It said, therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Hallelujah. Not what I doing, good works. No, my parents. No, not my scholarship. No. Hallelujah. He has chosen you before the foundation of the world. You were in there. That's why we are a new creature. Born again, new creature. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All things are passed away. Is that passed away? We don't have any old things here. All new. Amen. Brand new one. Hallelujah. Yes. Behold. Hallelujah. Yeah. Behold. Can you see it? Here. Yeah. Here. Yeah. Behold. All things are become new. Hallelujah. That's why we are new creature before the foundation of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. When the first come of the Jesus Christ, you see? Yeah. Elijah. I know. John the Baptist. Yeah. He said, behold. It's a big event in the Bible. You see? Yeah, it cried out, behold. Yeah, so John the Baptist, when the Jesus come to him, he said, he cried. He didn't say, behold, there is a little lamb here. Yeah, I'm going to be baptized. Nobody knows, you see. No. Behold, hallelujah, the Lamb of God. Yeah, take away the sin of the world. Yeah. Behold, the Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Second coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, Matthew 25. Amen. 6, behold, the bridegroom comes. Ye come out to meet him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now it's 2 Corinthians. You see, behold in our turn. Amen. Behold, new. All things have become new. That's a new creature. Amen. Yes, new creature. New bride of Christ. Behold, here, the new creature, the bride of Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, behold, bridegroom, now here, behold, Amen. Bride of Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. John the Baptist, behold. Hallelujah. St. Paul, behold, now here. The prophet, yeah, behold, the bridegroom comes. Amen. Hallelujah. How can we become a new creature? That's a real good question, brothers and sisters. How can we be a new creature? Amen. Yeah. Yeah, 55. April 3, fellowship by redemption. Yeah, 130. Listen, I don't care how much you join church. I don't care how many good things you do. Them is all fine. You buy the widow coat when she's cold. You buy her food when she's hungry. You take the little kids off the street. That's good. Nothing to say, light of death. But my brother and sister, you are a miserable being. You are a miserable being until death all foundation is sweep out all together. Hallelujah. And then you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, in order that soul can be in fellowship with God for fellowship. Amen. Your soul can be in contact with God for fellowship. Amen. In our daily lives, we need to be in contact with God, with fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you are a new creature. Amen. All things pass away. All foundation is sweep away. Hallelujah. Then you are building. You are building. Yeah. The new creature. Amen. When you get into the wonderful, glorious fellowship of his being, then all little things are passed away. Amen? Yeah. Today, they are all right, and tomorrow, they are all wrong. Because they never tore down the old foundation. They've never built on upon Christ. I went to Washington, D.C. last week to see Korean brothers and sisters there. Yeah, I traveled to Washington Monument. How many have been there, brothers and sisters? Washington Monument? No. Oh, well, yeah, brothers and, yeah, and sisters. The Washington Monument is just an obelisk. It's a stone and high. So high. You see? Yeah, the high, 555 feet high. That's 100, almost 80 meter. You know? Yeah. The stone tower, the tallest stone tower in the world. That's the Washington Monument. You see? And my grandson already, you know, yeah, knew that. You see, he learned in school. I told him, how do you know that? I showed him the picture. Yeah, this is Washington Monument. Oh, yeah. Grandpa, I saw it in the book. I learned it in school. You see? The highest stone tower in the world, but that was made by stone. You see? And cannot move. They just stay there. Yeah. You see? But we are a new creature. Amen. God is in tabernacle. Amen. In the message, we are the living monument. Amen. Yes. Yeah, we are the living and moving idol, the monument. Yeah, the God is dwelling place. That's a real living monument. Amen. Washington Monument, that's their stone. They made by stone. You see? Yeah, that's a dead. They cannot move. They cannot talk. Yeah, you cannot see. Amen. But we are the living monument. Hallelujah. Yeah. Stone by stone. The living stone. We are the living monument. Hallelujah. Amen. I saw the beautiful inside of that arch of that Library of Congress. You've been there? It's a real beautiful. You see? I got the, you know, pamphlet here. You see? Ah, it's a real beautiful, right? Here, it's a ceiling right here. So many people came in here. You see? They took the pictures. Yeah, around right inside of that, you know? Yeah. But, you know, in Bible, the Peter, he saw the real, you see, the library and the monument. Yeah, in 2 Peter, you see, 1:5-6:5. Now, It's a beautiful monument. It's the new creature. Yeah. Second Peter 1:5-6. And beside this, giving all diligence, added to your faith and virtue, right? Yeah, in the message, it's faith is a living faith. Amen? The living virtue. Hallelujah. And knowledge, and temperance, and patience, and godliness, and brotherly kindness, and charity. Amen? Yeah. This monument is the most beautiful monument on earth. The Peter saw it. Amen? Yeah. Do you see that? You see the Washington Monument, that's the his good works, you see? But we are the created in God for God's good works. The kingdom of God. Amen?
Yes.
So we are the great big monument, the most beautiful monument here on earth. Amen? Right? Hallelujah. Yeah. John Revelator, he saw that. You see, the great new creature. Revelation 3:14. Yeah, that's the church of the Laodicean church. These things said the man, the Amen and the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen? Yeah. But he is standing in the midst of the church. As he stands there, revealing who he is in this last age. And he called himself the author of the creation of God. Amen? Jesus Christ is the author of the creation of God. This is another creation. Amen? This has to do with the church. And he is creator of the church. Heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. Amen? So he is now created his own bride. He is the beginning of the creation of God. Amen? We are the ending of the creation of God. Amen? As the Spirit of God, he came down and created in the Virgin Mary cells, right? Yes. He created very cells in the womb of Mary for that body. Amen. Yes. A body had thou the Father created, prepared for me. Not Mary, but God provided that body. Amen. Not stone. It's the body. It's not building. It's the body. Amen. We are the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Mary was the human incubator. Yeah. Hallelujah. And she carried the Holy Child, brought him to birth. He was a God man. Not just only the man, but the God man. He was the Son of God. He was the new creation. Hallelujah. The new creation was Jesus Christ when he was on earth. Amen. In flesh part. Yes. We are the last of the new creation here on earth. Amen. Yes. God, man and God met and joined. Hallelujah. He was the first of the new race. Hallelujah. We are the last of this new race.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Not Korean. Not American. But the new race of the bride of Christ. Yeah, we are in one nation. No other nation. Heavenly. citizenship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One new race of kingdom of God. Yeah, he is the God man, but we are a God man. Amen. He became you. Hallelujah. That you might become him. Amen. Through his grace. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. He become you. You might become him. God, man. Hallelujah. New creature. New monument. Not Washington monument. But the bride of Christ. New monument. Hallelujah. The highest. Amen. Monument on earth. Amen. Yes, we are the great monument. Hallelujah. For his good works, not our works. Amen. Hallelujah. Here you can see that through man was of the old creation. But now in union with Christ, he has become the new creation of God. Amen. We are his workmanship. Amen. Yeah, when they built the Washington Monument, lots of problems. So they stopped and they rebuilt. They stopped and rebuilt. Finally, they finished it. You see? But in this, the monument, God's monument, he doesn't stop. Yeah. He's still building. And still building. Amen. Today, he's building now. Amen. New creature, new monument, stone, living stone, and upon the living stone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Added to faith, living faith, added to. Amen. Living virtues, added to. Hallelujah. We are his workmanship, Ephesians 2:10. Created. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, created union with Christ Jesus unto his works. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. People are commemorating the good works of Washington and Lincoln. But we are created in him unto the good works. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yes. You put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians 4:24. Amen. That is the new creation. It is another creation distinct from the old creation in Genesis. Amen. No longer is he dealing by the way of flesh, no more. That was how he dealt with Israel. He chose Abraham, any of the Abraham issue through the godly Isaac line. But now, out of every kindred, tribes, and nation, out of every nation, amen, here in America, in Korea, now I'm waiting for the North Korea. Amen. Yeah, there will be. God's planning. Yeah, created. He's created. Amen. Yeah, we are just uploaded for his good work. Yeah. Amen. Translating. Recording. Spreading out. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Keep pressing on. Hallelujah. We have to keep. Yeah. He is building. Amen. We are his hands. God work. God works in us.
That's right.
to work, to talk, to see, amen, to hear, amen. We are His living, moving monument. Amen. Washington Monument cannot walk, cannot see, cannot talk, cannot hear, but so many people come and take pictures. We don't take pictures. So little, minor, but God, He is doing. Amen. Yes, cannot, you see? God is still keeping, building the monument. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, now out of every kindred, tribes, and nation, He has a purpose. He has a purpose. A new creation. He is the first of the creation. He was God created in the form of man. Now by His Spirit, hallelujah, He is creating you and me. Amen. Many sons unto Himself. God, He is the creator. Amen. He's creating Himself a part of His creation. We are the part of His creation, brothers and sisters. Amen? Yes. In flesh part, we are part of parents. Mother's Day. Really appreciate it. But we are soul. We have our soul. He is creating our soul like His image. Amen? Yeah, His workmanship. Hallelujah. Amen. What He is doing, the same thing that Jesus did. Amen. Walking the same way He walks, doing the same things that He did. Because it's not imaginary thing. There is a reality that proves. It's a reality, brothers and sisters. I saw the original, you see, pillar of fire pictures in the Library of Washington, D.C. You see it? Nobody. It's a copyright in that Washington, D.C. It's in the message. Yeah, Douglas Studio. You see? Yeah. That's the reality, brothers and sisters. We have the reality of God who created you and me like Him. Amen. Amen. The picture of the pillar of fire. Yeah. Yeah, that's the proof. We are the great monument of God who the creator. Amen. Hallelujah. The Father. I am in the Father. Amen. And the Father is in me. Hallelujah. The Father that dwells in me, He does the works. That's His workman. Amen. And the works that I do, shall He do also. Amen. And the greater works than the deeds shall He do. Amen. We are working the same that He did. Amen. Yes. First Corinthians chapter 13, 11. When I was a child, I spake like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things, right? Now we become not just a man, but we become a God man. Amen. Yeah, he is the God man, but we are a God man. So we have to all things that sweep out. Amen. Yeah, I have to put away the childish things, the old things. Then we become a new creature. Amen? Amen. Yes. Not a building with a big bell on top of it and high steeple. But thou, a body, has thou prepared a me. Not the building, but a body.
Exactly.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 5. Wherefore, when he come into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body has thou prepared me. So God can walk in us. Amen. God can see in us. God can talk in us. God can work in us. Amen. We are living instrumentally of God. God, amen. Yeah, he's walking on 2 feet in you. Amen. Yeah. The footprints of the righteousness is ordered of God. Amen. Yeah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his way.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Ye are the written official. Amen.
Yeah.
Read of all men. Amen. So we have to live like the right kind of a life. Amen. There's many people, they don't have time to read the Bible. So they read us. Amen. They read you. Yes. You are a written epistle of God. Real, true, born again Christ. Amen. Yeah. When you take the sap out of the peach tree, if you could transfer it by transfusion into apple tree, the apple tree would bear peach. No matter what the branch look like.
Yeah.
High, tall trees. But the main thing is what is in that tree.
Yeah.
What is in our soul, brothers and sisters? If the life of Christ is in us, then we will have the fruit of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Then we die to our own thinking and our face become a genuine face. Amen. The life of Christ is transfused into us. Then we become a living creature of God. We are the statue of Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you die, then you take the blood out of a man and you embalming him. But the trouble of it is a lot of people never got embalmed. So we need to pray, the Lord, embalm me. Amen? And you take the blood out of a man, and he's gone. Then the only thing you do is put another blood back in him. He's going to live again. You took his blood out. And now we put the blood of Jesus Christ in, and they bring the faith of Jesus Christ. The virtue of Jesus Christ. The knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. The temperance of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The patience of Jesus Christ. Amen. The godliness of Jesus Christ. The brotherly kindness of Jesus Christ. The love of God, which is Jesus Christ. He is the God. He is head. Amen. He controls you. Hallelujah. Are you controlled? Amen. The large cars these days, electric cars, they are controlled. You see? It doesn't go by its own. Something's controlled. We are the control now. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. We controlled by the head. This body is controlled by head. You see? Yeah. That's why we controlled by the head, Jesus Christ. The Christ in you. He controlled, governed your soul in your life. Amen? Yeah, he is controller, not mine. My husband, not my wife. So controlled. He is the controlling. Our family, my children. Amen. My brothers and sisters. There is a perfect man of God when he possessed these virtues. He is a new creature. Amen. When it's completed in the church of God, and it's going to rapture. Hallelujah. Are you ready to go in the rapture? Then we should be in Christ and the Christ in me, and we're going to be a new creature in their only lives. We are controlled by the head of God. Amen. The whole stature of your being is governed and controlled by these things. But it cannot be completely controlled till it completely possesses these living stones qualities. Amen. Who controlled, governed your being? A chain is the strongest in its the weakest link. You see? So that's the, any of that virtues is lack, then we are fall down. Amen? It's no stronger than it's the weakest link. If it's got a weak link, there's where she breaks. If you don't have the faith, then there is where you break. Amen? Yeah. When you surrender your complete being, then the Holy Spirit just pours through you. In these virtues, then you are a living tabernacle. It's a new monument. Amen? Then people look out and say, behold, there is a man. Hallelujah. Full of virtue, knowledge, temperance. Sometimes. Tell. Amen. We need strong link. Amen. Yeah. Patient. Oh, my patient. Godliness. Behold, full of godliness. This is a great monument. Amen. Full of brotherly kindness, full of love of the Holy Ghost. There he is, walking around monument. Amen. a statue that unbelievers can look and say, oh, there is a Christian. There is man or woman who know what they talking about. Amen. You never see a kinder and sweeter and godlier person. Hallelujah. That's a real monument. Amen. When a man or woman possess this, then the capstone comes down. The capstone comes down our family and our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And seal them into the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. God required more to us. Amen. In these days, Hebrews chapter 11, 39. And all these all having obtained a good report through faith, but received not the promise. But we have more virtues. Amen. The fruit of virtues. God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. These peoples who died, Hebrews chapter 11, in here, are depending and waiting on us. Amen. This church, this monument, has got to come to perfection. Amen. In order to bring the resurrection. Amen. They are on the souls on the altar, waiting for this church, the bride of Christ. They are waiting to come. It's perfection. Amen. When Christ does come, this church is coming. It's smaller. Amen. In minority, it come up to a needle point until the church in minority has got to get into place until it's the same kind of minority ministry. Amen. That this left. Because when the headstone come back, just like the pyramid, its pyramid is up, it's very steeple. Amen. Yeah. The stones in the pyramid, they laying so perfect till you cannot run a razor blade between them. Amen. Waiting stones laying in there. How they got them up? Mystery. They don't know, but they were built. But we got the whole revelation. How we built the pyramid of God. Amen? Yes. So the body of Christ will be honed. Honed means, you see, yeah, you have to be honed. To be perfect. Honed and chopping and pumping. Your wife pumping you. Your husband pumping. Every day. Right? Have to be created. Hallelujah. Yeah. It will have to be so perfectly like Christ. Amen. When he comes, he and the ministry will fit right smack together. Hallelujah. There will come the rapture, the home going home. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah, brother. Yeah. Lord bless you. We're going to pray for you. And brothers and sisters in Korea, pray for you. and pray for us. We are one.
Amen.
One race. New race. Amen. In Christ. I love you, Lord, and we love you, brothers and sisters. God bless you.
And that's exactly right. Thank you, Brother Mono. Spent time. Have you ever looked inside of the Behold books just in the first couple pages, or do you just always open up and turn to the songs? Did you know that there's a whole bunch of scriptures in here for Behold? That's why this open just to the first page there. There's a quote from the prophet. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Now let us stop just a moment. Clouds doesn't mean that he's coming on a big thunderhead. Remember her voice, she used to sit and tell me, he's coming on big clouds and rain, someday God's going to come on. But now the cloud he's coming, and if we just had time to all look back at the real background of the whole thing, he's coming in cloud like a thunderhead, but it's a cloud of glory. When Jesus was overshadowed, God on Mount Transfiguration, clouds overshadowed him in his raiment. See, and when Elijah would come down, and behold, a cloud came and received him up, not a pillar of fire, not a thunderhead, but a cloud of glory. So that's good. But look at, turn the page. Matthew 12:42, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Matthew 25:6, behold, the bridegroom cometh. James 5:9, behold, the judge stands at the door. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. It's time very to behold. Revelation 16, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 22. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. From what is the attraction on the mountain? The evening light has come. God vindicating himself. How many sees it? The white-wigged one. White wig upon him as we see Revelation. The angels themselves was his wig. Amen. What happened on Mount Sunset? God confirming his word. That's what all this noise is about. Notice it's God fulfilling his promised word again, Revelation 10:1-7. And in the days of the voice of the seventh angel's message, the mystery of God should be finished. The hidden mystery of Revelation 10:1-7, the last message to the last church age, fulfills exactly in this age, Luke 17:30, the day when the Son of Man shall be revealed. Praise the Lord. This is beholding time. Because of all the things, brothers and sisters, this takes us back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. But we with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and that's what we're supposed to be beholding. What is so interesting? Look around you. Look in the world. Look at the people. What are they looking at? What do they pay attention to? What occupies their time? What occupies their interests and their mind? Do you know that you're changed into the image of what you're looking at? Whether things of the world or people of the world, right? News agencies of the world, people are changed into those images. It's true. But we with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed from into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Manok. Musicians, would you come? But Manok, would you come? Sister Soe, come on, sons. Would you come up with them? We'd like to pray over you all. It's sure good to see you guys. Dentists and everything, right? are you ready? They're both ready to graduate from dentistry school, right? Would you come up? Let's just pray over them and ask God to bless and protect and guide. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this precious family and standing for you in this last day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. These are living monuments that nobody travels 1,000 miles to come see these, but they do other things that man makes, but what you make is disregarded. But we love what you make, Father. So we ask your blessing on Brother Manok, Sister Soe, and the boys. Bless them, protect them, provide for them, go before them, guide them, and bless them in every way possible, Father, as we commit them into your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, brother.
So good to see you. Let's go. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Come on up, sis.
I like it before I went to Mexico.
Uh-huh. She has her family pulling on her to go down to Mexico. That's very difficult. Number one, she's not very strong health-wise. And number two, emotionally, but the Lord's given her a gift, and she sees spirits around her. So I asked her this last week, I said, do me a favor, Sister Patricia, don't go until you hear the Lord Jesus say go. Then you know that you're going in his will, and he will protect you. Can you just join me and let's pray for her? Heavenly Father, we thank you again for you and our sister. Thank you for calling her, indwelling her, and would you guide her in this thing? I know she has family. She has loved ones, and the loved ones need her, what she has. But Lord, may she just be obedient to your voice, because that's what we all want. Nothing else matters. Your will be done. So bless her with that. And I would just ask even for her, would you make it very clear for her? Your will. And then she can go in your will and be safe and protected. Father, we commit her and even now Israel Gomez again, so needy right now. We don't know the condition of his soul, but you do, and that's the main thing. Lord, don't let him go if he's not ready to. It's those souls we're concerned for now. So we commit him into your hands. And Sister Patricia into your hands, Brother Juan into your hands, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Thank you. Number 22 in the Behold books. Brother Manok, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. What a blessing. Yeah. That song that we sing, thank you for teaching that to us. We were created to be his dwelling place. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, let's sing. I was in his mind. It's in here, number 22. Because he loved me. Exalt your holy name, that you be say like our Lord Jesus, Father, we can't do anything without you. So dependent on you, so in love with you, so desirous to do only your will, to live ways that bring glory and exalt your holy name. We commit ourselves into your hands now. Be with each one. We pray in Jesus' name.